And you're on the Jewish Activist Network right here on AM 620. I'm Joe Orlow, your host for the next half hour. The Jewish Activist Network broadcasts from 12 midnight Wednesday night to 1 a.m. Our segment begins here at 12:30. The first segment is Jewish Datelines. Again, I'm Joe Orlow, your host. You're welcome to call in and be part of our discussion on the air tonight from 12:30 to 1 a.m. Our call-in number, 718-569-0921. And keep in mind that at 1 a.m., although we go off AM 620, we continue our discussion online. If you have a computer nearby and or one of the more advanced telephones, just go to our website, jewishactivistnetwork.com, at 1 a.m., and you can hear us streaming online.
And you may send an email to media at jewishactivistnetwork.com if you'd like to get emails. We would like to get your input and we to the following question. Do you think that in Jewish education, when I'm talking about Jewish education, I'm talking about the broad idea of Jewish education, but in particular tonight about yeshivas, and the idea of learning Gemara, only Gemara, or learning Tanakh also? One problem that I think we have, this is my opinion, and I'd like to hear what you think, is that Tanakh, Nach, Navi, specifically Navi Ksuvim, and the Chumash also, is not learned thoroughly. I think in boys' schools it's worse than girls' schools in that sense. We have people that learn Gemara, Gemara is quoting Pesukim, on a constant basis. But the Pesukim were never learned in the first place. Is that how it was intended to be learned? Is the intention that did Rav and Abaya not know the Pesukim before they were studying the Mishnah? I say no. In fact, it talks about this concept in the Mishnah itself, where it talks about when a person is supposed to learn each level, Chumash, then Navi, then afterwards Mishnah, then afterwards Gemara. There are levels involved, and a person is supposed to first get the basis before you go on to the next level. Unfortunately, right now, a lot of the yeshivas jump very quickly into Mishnah, and then they don't cover all the Mishnah, just maybe on the Sechta. And then, boom, fifth grade, the starting Gemara. Does that make sense? Does it make sense for a fifth grader, I put to you and I ask the question, to start learning about sharecroppers? Could a fifth grader truly understand the concept of a sharecropper? And another question to consider is, how much do you want to put in front of somebody who doesn't yet understand the topics, that the basis for the topics? For example, the sharecropper, which talks about sharecroppers in the different Masechet Akba Metzia and other places. And how frustrating is it for a kid to be put under pressure to learn things before the time? In other words, before it's the time that they can understand it with ease. And the reason they can't understand it is because these are things which they never see in life. And they're not yet at the level of just simple experience in the world to have known what these concepts are. Forget about what the laws are that we learn in the Gemara and that we taught about them. I'm just talking about what they are in the first place. We talk about cosigners, talking about gambling or not gambling. These are topics which would be much better if they were learned once a person knows a little bit about them. Then afterwards you could focus. And I'd like to give the number out, 718-569-0921. We're going to be raffling off a $50 gift certificate to a restaurant. We have this $50 gift certificate, and for callers, any caller who calls into the show, you'll be able to be in this raffle. We just have to make sure to get your name and some way to contact you afterwards. we do the raffle, and if we have a way to contact you, then we contact you. Of course, if we don't have a way to contact you, you don't want to give any way, then there's no way we can contact you. But again, anybody who calls in, we are going to be giving away a raffle, a $50 gift certificate. And you should say hello. You should come on the air. You should say hello. And that's really all you have to do. Okay. So let's talk about this this concept. So I put it to you that it's the wrong thing. It's completely wrong not to learn Chumash completely, not to learn Navi completely, all the Navi, Ksuvim, and I put it to you that it's not proper to learn Gemara without first learning Mishnah. Certainly, the whole Mishnah of the Masechta, I believe, should be gone over before you start focusing on the Gemara and the Masechta, as a general rule. And I think even more so, I would say that all Mishnahs, all Shisha, Sidra, Mishnah should be gone over first. I guess it's possible in certain cases you might decide to just do one Masechta at a time. But in general, all this should be covered early. And I think that we'll get a much better understanding. The younger years will be used to cover topics which are easier for them to get, and also they'll learn it. Instead of right away going to Gemara, which is frustrating, you have a lot of people frustrated in yeshiva, a lot of people who learn to dislike learning, and at the end of the day, and even the other ones who continue and they go on, they just the basis, they never learn. They never learn that stuff. And it's a big problem. So, Joe, what do you think about this?
Okay, let me remind our listeners, they're tuned in to AM 620 here on WSNR, and they're welcome to join us on the air with our discussion, 718-569-0921. Okay, so you asked a number of questions. I was making some notes here, and I'd like to address your question. One of the questions you had was about fifth graders. And if a typical fifth grader is 10, 11 years old, we have a number of callers, by the way. Our lines are lighting up here, so we'll take some callers in just a moment. I just want to point out the Mishnah that you were referring to, if I'm not mistaken, is the Mishnah on Avos, where it says Chamisha LaMikra, Asara LaMishnah. So a fifth grader, according to the Mishnah itself, has already reached the level of learning Mishnah. And it seems to me that if a school is set up properly in teaching, then fifth grade is a proper time to begin learning Mishnah. And
I'm telling you that the fifth grade, the many schools, and even also where I went, where we started Gemara in fifth grade.
Okay, and that has...
We learned partial, like it was the middle of fifth grade. It was basically fifth grade the way we started the Gemara, and we didn't turn back after that.
Yeah, I think we began learning in sixth grade, and the difficulty is not so much, I think, in teaching Gemara, but as you say, if the Mishnah is not taught alongside it. I have a lot of other notes here, but let's see what some of our listeners, what they're thinking. Let's take some of our callers. When you hear the tone, those of you who are on the waiting, when you hear the tone, you're on the air. So we're going to take you one at a time. Please be patient if we don't take you right away. Welcome to the Jewish Activist Network. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Oh, this is Osher from Brooklyn. It's an interesting topic.
Thank you.
Thank you, this is Osher.
Osher, Brooklyn.
Okay.
You mentioned a good topic. I would tell you that a parent of five boys and, of course, three girls after that, I can tell you that the girls definitely do learn more Navi. It's part of their curriculum. And
they That's true.
Navi,
That's true.
Especially Alach and Shmuel. And is definitely an advantage. But again, they don't learn Gemara after that, so I don't think they need it. But they learn Navi. Now, as far as boys go, when I was growing up, back when, they did learn Navi. And not a lot of it. You mentioned earlier that they should be learning everything. But I have to tell you that I happen to be in a shloshim of a good friend of a good chav of our shul who was a Baal Kayah for the last 40 years. He himself knew Navi Kov. I mean, he could rattle off a pasuk. in the ganze town of Yimtsuven. He didn't do it in the classroom. He did it on his own. I'm not saying that we're all going to be zealous to do that.
No, 100%. No, a lot of people do that. But it requires people to really fight against what it's being asked. I can tell you that I did that, and I got a lot of flack because they told me that I shouldn't be doing that. I should be doing what the yeshiva is doing. In other words, I had to do a little bit what they didn't want me to do.
You see, you did it as if you're doing it to start a rabbi, or you're doing it because you want to show you have to know it. That may be the wrong way. I mean, again, I'm not here to say what's right or wrong.
No. I'll tell you what I did. I just wanted to take 1 hour from the afternoon to learn Navi. In other words, I was there the whole day.
Right.
Till like 6 o'clock. And I told him, listen, the first was just too much. And I wanted to feel like I wanted to do this. So I made it just quietly with another chavrusa. So we picked one of the Nevi'im, I think it was Rei Asar. And when we were doing it, so they came over and they said, you know, this is not what we're doing. You shouldn't be doing it. So the point is that it's hard to do something like that unless you decide that I'm not going to be part of the yeshiva anymore.
I mean, listen, we're fighting a battle. I mean, we're not fighting it, we're discussing it. We're discussing a forum which is, you got to look at what Das Torah is. Now, Das Torah is who organized and set up yeshivas. You're not going to take a Hasidic yeshiva who starts possibly even in fourth grade, or certainly in fifth grade, Gemara. You're not going to have them do the Vim like you'd want. Yes, would it be helpful to the Gemara that they have, you know, like who starts Gemara in the middle of a sugya? They start with the Mishnah and they go to the Gemara. They don't go to the Taisus right away. They do Agadatus. They get the feet wet, as they say, in the terminology, in the Gemara. Of course, by Gemara, you're automatically learning Mishnahis. The Mishnahis is based on the beginning of the Gemara, obviously. Again, the Nevi'im is important, just like the basic Torah is important. I mean, who knows Ganze Torah? I mean, Bereishis, Shmois, Yikrav, Amidin, Devarim, cold to say that every single pasuk that you're going to actually get quoted, you're supposed to know. You got to delve into it, and what you're saying is 100% correct. You know, like I said, you pick the topic that is a touchy subject, and tonight being a shloshim for Aaron Ben Yitzchak Baruch, and it should be a schus that you're having this conversation, because he was a man who loved Nach to the point that he could give a shiur in a minute and bring in anything and everything around the sugya of Nach.
We should learn from that. You're right.
Yeah. Asher, thank you for your call. We have a number of other callers. Asher, would you...
No problem. Stay on
for a minute, and we're going to see if we can get your contact information just in case you win the raffle.
All right.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Hold on for 1 minute.
Okay, so stay on. Don't hang up yet.
Oh, yeah, we have a number of callers, so let me take another caller. When you hear the tone, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Richard from Great Neck.
Go ahead.
Hi, Richard.
From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I can tell you that as a 50-year-old man, the more painful road is never having been to yeshiva. So while I appreciate that the curriculum could be difficult for the students that are there, imagine what it is to go through life not having had the opportunity to be in yeshiva. You should appreciate every moment you're there. Because I can tell you that the road is much more painful having never been.
Right. You're absolutely right. Well, one of the things that we want to make sure is that people remain in yeshiva. And one of the things that does drive people away is, and this drives people away from any form of education, is when it feels that it's forced on them. And one of the ways that it can feel that it's forced on somebody is when you teach them and make them learn topics which are above their head too early. That's what I think.
I appreciate that.
It's a small thing. There's no question. Yeshiva is great. I went to yeshiva my whole life.
The thirst that you feel for the knowledge is so overwhelming that, I guess it's a thing to reconcile, but...
No, that's just so we're just talking to people who try to...
They should stay, and believe me, it'll be worth it in the long run.
Oh, 100%.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Stay on the line so we could just get the contact information, because you're going to be in the raffle. And do we have another caller? Okay. Well, in the meantime, let me just define the question again. We'll wait for Joe to get back.
Yeah, hello?
Hi.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Jewish Activist Network.
Thank you. Let me just ask you something. You're saying that the Mishnah says that, you know, there's a certain order, but Das Torah said that that you learn Gemara, so how can you contradict Das Torah?
I don't think Das Torah said that. First of all, the truth is that I'm not exactly sure. I still have yet to understand what exactly the meaning of the word Das Torah, because everybody has a different Das. They have many different Rabbanim, and each of them has a different Das. And for example, I'll tell you the Das of that I've heard said in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, who was, he passed away a while ago, but people know who he is. And this question was asked him, how come the yeshiva is always learning, they're learning Gemara, and to the exclusion of other things? And his answer was, and this was asked by people, say in like the 50s, the 60s, people in yeshiva then. And his answer was that in Europe, the people who went to yeshiva and learned Gemara, it was like a graduate school. Most people went to cheder and you know, they learned the basics and they worked. And over here, everybody wants to feel. It's very difficult to survive as a yeshiva without doing the things that the yeshivas did in Europe. But the yeshivas in Europe weren't for every single person. People traveled there, only the really elite. They went there sort of like a graduate school later on. That's really the way it was. Let me just go, hold on 1 second. Let me give the number 718-569-0921. 718-569-0921. Again, we're going to have a raffle if anybody calls in. $50 gift certificate to a restaurant here in Brooklyn. So basically what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was saying at that point, was saying is that you're right, and the truth is that it shouldn't be like that, but it's difficult. So not all the time what people do is because they know internally that's the right thing to do. There's a lot of pressure. There's outside pressure also, and they have to deal with this world, unfortunately. So that's the basic answer, and thank you so much for your call.
We have a number of callers, so we're going to try to take you all. When you hear the tone, you know you're on the air. Hello, and welcome to the Jewish Activist Network. Hello, you're on the air. Okay, let's take another call here. Hello and welcome.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, my name is Eagle. I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Okay.
I listened to your question here. And the first thing is, there's no Das Torah. I mean, like you're saying, everybody has another way of doing things. Or basically, in our community, people do one thing and that's it, and they don't want to think of anything else. It's the same thing with Shidduchim, with this whole learning business. It's just gotten out of hand. So when it comes to education, it's being done the same way. I don't have any boys. I have girls, and when they come out, I have a 13-year-old in school. She's got to learn all this stuff. It's just, it's nuts. You know, they don't have to know when to say Chafi Halo. They don't go to shul much. So, you know.
So again, with
the system, unfortunately.
So does it, tell me again, with your 13-year-old, what problem do you have there?
I mean, it's not a problem. She comes home with this whole Yehudas booklet. They have to know Chumash, basically called the whole Sefer Bereishis, who said what to who. They have to know, you know, what they lay in Chalamite Sukkos, which Megillah. I mean, all this stuff, it's crazy.
Too much, and it's going to drive, you're focusing on what I said about too much for a young age.
I want my daughter to learn Mandarin and English so she can go to college and make something of herself. Now, I know she knows she has to know some stuff, but this is it's just
it's a problem. Right now, that's I know from people that I know that's also a problem. That there's just too much work that has to be done in school and too much at home. Again, you want to. So this is. You want to make the Torah sweet to people. You don't want to make it a burden. What can we do? That's why we're talking about it.
Unfortunately, you have people go off to want to leave yeshiva for whatever reason. There's always another excuse. The Rebbe was bad to them, possibly, or whatever. But you're making a valid point. I'm not
a So what do you think we could do in the yeshivas to change that? Do you have any ideas?
Well, I mean, they should bring up these ideas when they have these Torah Masorah meetings or they have meetings of administrators. I mean, it could be, it could be brought up and see how people feel about it then.
Right.
You can't just, I don't think you just go into, you can try going to yeshiva, but if you have a kid there, talk to them, but it's not going to help much.
Right.
It has to come from the top, not even Das Torah, just from, they always have, I see Torah Masorah or the Agudah, they have these meetings with educators and things of that sort. And these ideas should be brought up then and see how they would react.
Okay, thank you very much.
The administrators in the schools or the people, involved in education react.
No, 100%. You're absolutely right about that. Let me ask you this. Just stay on. Let's just get some contact here just in case you win the raffle. And thank you. Okay. Thank you very much for the call.
We have Yechezkel on the line with us. Go ahead, Yechezkel.
Okay. Good morning. Very important discussion. In my humble opinion, if people would listen to Rav Kamenetsky, maybe there won't be so many dropouts. Maybe they should start learning the Gemara 1 year later. I feel that the yeshivas should stop looking at what other yeshivas are doing and just try to concentrate on what's good for the Talmidim. Everybody is in a rat race to advance over the other yeshivas and at the expense of the students.
100%. That's exactly what we're talking about. And I have personal experience myself. Thank God I did not go on that route. And the route that I took was to say, the way I'm learning, I would like to learn Navi, I would like to learn Rambam, I would like to learn other topics that are Torah. But even though they're not learning it this way exactly, I'm gonna focus like that. I'm not going to throw out your Yiddishkeit. I'm not going to do that. Other people, they got frustrated and they go off the derech.
That's right.
So I know exactly what's going on, unfortunately.
So incompetent.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I learned Navi Shmuel Aleph when I was 10 years old. Years later, I have taught different parts of Navi. I never remember that as well as what I learned when I was 10 years old, which is real gear to the Yankasa, when you learn that you learn when you are young. So what's the big rush? So start a year later with Gemara.
Yeah. I agree. And if they start a year later, they'll like it more, and also they'll grasp it better. In my opinion, I think that Gemara they'll grasp better if they're a little bit older when they learn it. Also,
absolutely.
And then they won't be frustrated.
Yeah, there it is. All the frustration, feeling incompetent, feeling that there are failures when there's no reason for that.
Right. Joe, what do you think about this?
Let me, Yechezkel, let me get your contact information, and I'm going to put in my own 2 cents on this.
Okay. Thank you very much for giving us a call. Our phone number is 718-569-0921. Again, 718-569-0921. We are having a raffle for anybody who calls in. A $50 gift certificate to a restaurant here in Brooklyn. So we're talking about, we have a few callers bring up interesting topics, interesting comments on our topic. And again, we're talking about the yeshiva system. We're talking about a pressure on kids to learn things when they're young. We're talking about a lack of learning of basics, of chumash, And tonight, let's just talk about Chumash and Navi. Chumash and Navi, to learn and try to learn the whole thing. Mishnayis, try to learn the whole thing. Why not? And then push off the Gemara a year or two later. There's no reason to push Gemara so early, and to the exclusion of all the other basic topics that have to be learned. And if you do this way, not only will they learn the basic topics, but they will not be frustrated. The kids will not be frustrated. And we're getting calls from people who know about the system, people who have kids in the yeshiva system, and we're getting confirmation. This is something which should be brought up, as our callers have mentioned, to Torah Masorah. When you have the Aguda convention, speak up. We have people talking and try to ask them why is it going in this manner? Why is there such pressure? Why do kids have to feel that if they don't learn Gemara and know all that early, that they're not worth so much? It is a rat race, and it's just not sensible. Okay, so you, Joe, you wanted to mention something.
Yeah, we have a few minutes left on the show, so I'll put in my own feelings. First of all, I fought this for many years as a tutor in schools, a tutor of students, and teaching in schools, and having gone through school like many of our callers and yourself. Trying to challenge this idea myself, I just decided it would be better to start my own school, and it's been very gratifying. I have started my own program with students, and starting them off, making sure that they can read Hebrew, they can understand Hebrew, that they understand what the Torah is, and then going ahead and beginning and teaching them, starting with Chumash, and the traditional way, in my understanding, according to Gemara, is to start when you teach Chumash, to start with Vayikra, I understand Torah is meant to be taught, and of course in consultation with Rabbanim who guide me on this. On top of that, if I'm not mistaken, there's a system, I don't know the name offhand, and maybe we'll pick up on this topic on another show and I'll do more research. In Eretz Yisrael, I think about 25 years ago, they started teaching Tanakh. And they started teaching Tanakh from the early grades up until whatever it is, 10 years old, when they would introduce Mishnah, and they begin just learning it straight off and laning it and going over it. They have a system like that also in Lakewood set up. I have a video of it. They were trying to raise money, and they sent out a video. And you see the kids know Tanakh backwards and forwards because they're sitting there day in and day out and learning it. And there's a company here, a catering company, and they like to have as part of their advertisement different things. And part of it was they had a question they were just putting out. How many times does it say somebody is a servant of God in Tanakh, in Eved Hashem? And one of these kids has been through this system, apparently. He was able, cold, right away, to sit there and think it through and come up with something like 10 times when someone is called an Eved Hashem, just because he's gone through this system where you learn Tanakh day in and day out for a number of years. You're saying it, you're laning it, and going through it with the trop and understanding it. And the last point I want to make, we just have a minute or two before we go off the air, and I want to remind our listeners we're going to continue this discussion at 1 a.m., not here on AM 620. We go off the air at 1 a.m. However, if you have a computer, you can go to Jewish Activist Network.
Listen, if we have a few seconds, we have a winner.
Okay, let me just make my last point quickly, that in order to give students a feel for much of the learning, which you pointed out, to know what a sharecropper is, there was a point in time in history where every kid would know what a sharecropper was. I come up with games and actually get them involved in many activities where they can get a feel for what the halacha is dealing with, and that way I can engage them and their learning becomes sweeter for them. Go ahead.
Okay, we have a winner. The winner is Richard from Great Neck. And hopefully you have his contact information.
We do. Yes, we do.
Okay, and he's probably listening. And in either case, right after the show, I'll give a quick call so we can find out how we can get the $50 gift certificate to him.
We're just about out of time.
Thank you very much for being with us.
You're tuned in to the Jewish Activist Network. Tune in next week at 12 midnight Wednesday night for Jewish Datelines, and at 12:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. we come on. And now we continue on our website, jewishactivistnetwork.com. Laila Tov. Good night to everyone.